That's an interesting song. It makes it almost sound as though it's a danger that the eye is watching you. But, you know, if you think about it, that can be a great comfort to know the all-seeing eye is watching you. I know as a little child out playing, you know, you often see them look to see, is mom watching? You know, is dad, mom keeping an eye on me? Am I safe? Statement was made on the radio here a day or two ago about how sad it is. The commentator said when he was a child, you could leave the house in the morning and go play all day. And your parents didn't even really know for sure where you were. But they knew you were safe. And today, if your kid's out of your sight 15 minutes, man, you're in a panic. You're ready to call the police. But there is an all-seeing eye watching us. And we live in a world that makes it so hard to keep that world from rubbing off on us. Makes it so difficult to not let the world change us. Sometimes it's almost tempting just to escape. Have you ever thought about moving to the proverbial deserted island? Moving off somewhere to a rural mountain in Tibet? Those would be the extremes, maybe. But moving off to where there's nobody around sounds pretty good some days. Sounds pretty nice. Some folks have tried that. In church history, we read about folks that have retreated to caves and deserts and monasteries, but didn't work. Didn't work. The world stayed right there with us. As tempting as it might be, God never called us to retreat. He never told us to leave the world and go off and live in some deserted island somewhere. So here we are. We work and we live and we play in the world. All the while seeing daily reminders, it's a pretty messed up place. Pretty messed up place. I mean, the immorality, the violence, the deceit, the corruption, it's everywhere. I mean, just tonight on the news, there's a hearing about the corruption that took place at Benghazi. There's the kidnappers in Cleveland. Yeah, it just Ares trial out in Arizona. It just, I mean, we live in the messed up, violent world. In the middle of all of that, we hear commands like James gives us in 1:27. Where he says religion that's pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit the orphans and widows in their affliction, and listen to this last part, and to keep oneself unstained from the world. Keep yourself unstained. My mom used to laugh and say, I could walk by a pile of dirt and it would jump on me. I'd go out to play and I'd come back in and my hands would be dirty and my face would be dirty. And I don't think I've ever owned a pair of jeans until I might have been out of school that weren't stained in the knees with grass. And on the legs and the behind too. Because I was always playing ball, either football or baseball or something where I was ending up getting them all messed up. Stained. I know about stains. But here we're told to keep ourselves unstained from the world. He tells us in John 15 and verse 19, we're to be in the world but not of the world. In the world but not of the world. Boy, that's tough sometimes. That's difficult. It's easy to say. That's one of preacher's favorite comments. You know, you're supposed to be in the world, but not of the world. Lots of illustrations with that one. It's like a rowboat. It doesn't do any good sitting out behind the garage. You got to put it in the water, but you don't want the water in the boat. Christianity doesn't do any good keeping it in a monastery somewhere. You've got to get it out in the world, but you can't let the world get into Christianity. And that's hard. That's hard. So what do we do? What do we do? I think the first part of it, and that's where we always have to start, is we have to recognize what's going on. We've got to see the world for what it is. Satan's, one of his great jobs is to stain us, to change us. We need to ask ourselves daily, daily. Ask yourself before you go to sleep every night, are there any significant differences between me and my non-Christian friends? Or am I just like them? Whew. We want to scream no to that one. We are supposed to be different. How are my values different than the world? How are my values different than the world? What's the most important thing to me? What's the most important? And then ask ourselves the question, am I becoming more like Jesus or more like the world? You know, we got to be careful when we pray that we don't use cliches. We don't say words without thinking about what they mean. But I find myself praying all the time, help me to walk closer to Jesus every day. Every day. We need that help. And the thing is that it's so tough because the world stains us slowly. Stains us gradually. So very subtly. It's one thing if some guy walks up to you with a bucket of paint and throws it all over you. But, you know, that's not what Satan does. He doesn't come up with sin and just jump on the middle of your back and say, I got you. It's a very subtle change. I know you've heard about the antidote about boiling a frog. But put it in boiling water and it'll jump out. Put it in cold water and heat it up and it'll cook that frog to death. You know, I've often wanted to try that. I really have. But I think frogs are ugly. I got no interest in picking up a frog and putting them anywhere. So I never did try it. I'm surprised as a kid that I didn't do that. That sounds like something I would have done. But, you know, I'm pretty sure it's true of us. If sin comes into our life and just jumps up in front of us and say, I'm sin, I want to come into your life, we're going to say, no way. No way. Get out of here. I am a Christian. I'm a follower of God. I am one of Jesus. Go away. But I want to tell you, Satan just cranks up that heat just a little bit, and a little bit, and a little bit, and a little bit. The world's all around us. All around us. And it affects us many times without our knowledge. We make small compromises. We don't say something when we should have. We let something pass without saying anything about it. Then at some point, we don't even hear it said anymore. I've had people tell me that you know, they can go watch R-rated movies, and they don't even hear that language. It just goes in one ear and out the other. And I've never said it, but the thought has certainly come through my mind. I wonder if that's because there's nothing in there to stop it. It's affecting you whether you realize it or not. It really is. We make little compromises, and at some point, we've changed. And we really don't know about it. Let's pray about that today. Pray about that every day. That we don't allow the world to change us. We need to pray and ask the Lord to make us vigilant. Help me, Lord, to see the little changes. Help me to see the small things that the world is trying to make in my life. Because the world is. Satan is. Just trying to make little changes. We need to ask God to work through His Spirit to transform us into what He wants us to be, instead of allowing the world to conform us to its image. We need to, as Paul put it, let the Spirit have His way with you. We sing that, but do we mean it? Do we really? If you look at your life and you say, you know, I think Don stepped on my toes tonight, and you need the prayers of the congregation, we're certainly ready to help. Because, folks, we're talking about eternity. We're talking about the rest of time and then beyond. Are you going to be ready for the judgment day? Or are you going to say, who's that at the door knocking? That's Jesus knocking at your heart tonight. Won't you let Him in? Won't you do it right now while we stand?